In the 16th century, one of the great challenges facing the church was the question of how to protect the human dignity of native peoples in the Americas, in the New World. And the Dominican answer to that question is one of the great success stories of our order. You see, Dominican friars had been some of the first missionaries in the New World, largely coming from Spain. And at the same time, in that same Spanish province, in Salamanca in particular, was located some of the great centers of study in the order and in the church. And so there was a moment in history where these two currents of act were brought together. On the one hand, friars preaching in the missions, meeting the native peoples for the first time, and seeing how often they were mistreated. Knowing back at home this great center of theological thought, and knowing their brothers who were able to engage with all sorts of questions with subtlety and insight. And so for a moment, these two strands were brought together. And you had, on the one hand, missionary activity informing theological questions and insights. And you had great theology informing missionary activity. Out of this was born the foundations of universal human rights and international law. If you go to the UN, you will find one of the friars, De Victoria, in the garden there as representative of this whole process. But the genius of it, and the success that we may have been grasping after ever since, is to bring together the two. Now, preaching for the salvation of souls, which is the mission of the order, is something that is done with theological rigor and with missionary intent, and that those two inform each other. This morning, this Mass is not only the normal 7 o'clock parish Mass, it is also the opening Mass for our first annual Mystic Bioethics Conference. And today we'll be talking about questions of what death looks like in a clinical context, particularly in the context of the current debates about brain death. And I give you this story about this Salamanca process, as we call it, because I think that is what we are trying to accomplish here again today. That clinical activity, clinical care, and theological reflection are two different aspects of caring for the human person and knowing the truth of the human person and knowing the truth of the Lord who created us, and that they should be brought together so that they mutually illuminate each other, so that our theological reflection asks useful questions, so that it can be brought to bear on the difficult questions, and so that our clinical practice is in accord with the truth of the human person and the truth of human dignity. The Salamanca process, which was so successful, was not always straightforward. There were real theological questions and practical questions, not only about the human dignity of native peoples, but also about how to protect them in a new context outside of Christendom. Those questions were truly unanswered. And at the same time, not all of the interlocutors we encountered engaged with those questions in good faith. There was a lot of money to be made off of oppressing the native peoples. And so I think we should expect that often progress will be halting. It's not straightforward. But we can have faith that the Lord will lead us there. And so that's why we start today, particularly with Mass, because every day should start with Mass. But especially when we turn the eyes of our minds and hearts to reflect on the gifts that God has given us, on our human dignity, to ask the difficult theological questions, knowing that it is the Lord who guides us, both in our missionary work, our clinical care, and in our theological reflection, that we might come to know him ever more perfectly, that we might come to love all of his people ever more perfectly, and that he would take us with all of our human flaws and lead us more perfectly on the path to his truth and his life.